Well, today, in our gospel, we meet this man born blind. But, you know, I'm sorry. I got to give him a name, okay? I mean, I don't want to just call him the man born blind. So I'm going to give him a name. I'm going to call him David. Because Scripture says that David, son of Jesse, who we heard about in our first reading, it says that he had fine eyes. And so, this man, once he encounters Jesus, once Jesus crosses his path, he has fine eyes too. So I'm going to call him David. You know, I'm captivated by David's story. I mean, I think about what a pitiful life he had before Jesus crossed his path. Born blind. Completely dependent on others, begging. All the beauty in the world, unseen, his whole life. No doubt he's afraid, too. There's this noise and that noise. He's so completely vulnerable. Imagine what it was like for David, born blind, to see everything for the first time. Everything is new. Everything is being discovered for the first time. And with childlike wonder, he keeps on singing this refrain, "Now I can see." His eyes are sparkling. Eyes that once were clouded over and gray are now clear. Once dependent and afraid, all of a sudden David has confidence and he's independent. You know, earlier, Nicodemus, the Pharisee, had come to Jesus by night when it was dark. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, "In all truth I tell you, Nicodemus, no one can see the kingdom of God unless one is born from above." And Nicodemus retorts, "How can anyone already old be born?" Well, look at David, our man today. Everything is fresh and new for him. He who was once locked in darkness, he is truly born again. And he grasps the truth. Because it is through Jesus and because of Jesus that he sees anything. He sees it all through the light of the world, Jesus. And although David is like a newborn baby, because he sees through Jesus, he has a maturity and a wisdom that everybody else around him seems to lack. How true were his parents' words when they responded to the Pharisees in a way that they didn't even realize when they said it, when they said, "He is old enough. Let him speak for himself." And with self-assurance and boldness and vigor, he testifies to the light. Now, he is free. And everybody else in this story looks pretty pathetic. They are imprisoned in dark caves. And yet David exudes freedom. His parents, they are filled with fear and timidity. The same kind of fear and timidity that David had when he couldn't see. And yet his parents are not born blind. they can see. And then there's the Pharisees. Those know-it-alls, they're so smug and complacent. They've got all the answers. But they cannot see wonder and mystery. Everything is black and white for them. But light gives color, and Jesus is the light. But they, the Pharisees, they're stuck in a rut of staleness. No wonder and mystery for them. And so they talk about all the things that they know. The Pharisees say they're satisfied that Jesus is a sinner. They know that. They know that God spoke through Moses, they say. They know, furthermore, that David is a sinner from his birth. And yet, while they're blustering about all these things they know, yet at the same time, they seem so indecisive and unsure, don't they? They don't even see that, how unsure they are. They keep on saying things like, oh, okay, wait a minute. So who did this to you? How did he do it? Again? Were you really born blind? So they, their hearts are coarse. Their ears are dull. Their eyes are tight shut. They trust in their own light. They're stuck in their ways. Do you know what? That's what unrepentance looks like. And is that us? Are we also stuck and growing old in the same old ways of sin, which make us hostile and skeptical? Or are we like David's parents, filled with fear and timidity, plagued with worries and anxiety? Well, in this Lenten season, the light of the world, Jesus, gives us an invitation, just like he walked into David's life and invited him. He's saying to us, come, come on, come on, come into the light. Come and be free. Let my light into your darkness. Yes, we too, church, can have the wonder and freshness of seeing things with new eyes. We too can be born again if we let in the light of the world and follow that journey of conversion that he calls us to. Amen.
Amen.